So you have a game.
I have a new game, Daniel. Adam, this is a game I came up with on my own. I'm going to, the gist of it here is that I'm going to tell you some people's names. And what I want you to do, first of all, is I want you to tell me if they're dead or alive and how you might know them. So you get the gist of the game. I'm going to give you some people.
Is there a second of all or is there only a first of all?
One, two, three, four, five. There are five people. I'm going to give you five.
Okay.
That's it. That's the game, Adam.
Are they dead or alive, and how do I know them?
That is correct. So we have some production for this. Let me just pop over here. All right. Are you ready, Adam?
I am ready.
Play deceased or living? All right. Here's the first name tonight, Adam.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The gist of it here. So you get the gist of
trademark Vera Charles.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3678 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of March, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to have more so-so questions, and I'm going to tell you about my day that included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Glovies, Big Vinny, going old school, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I probably should have called you Umbra Shoots today, because, y'all, let me just tell you, the weather rat... The weather rat, y'all, he's put on his rubbers. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, and his slicker. Big Fatty is a slicker in rubbers. Okay, it sounds like, well, it doesn't really sound like anybody you hang out with. But anyway, y'all, by the way, I had a message on the Twitty. From that Holly. Yes, Big Fatty, he's kind of on my list. You know, he was going to punch me. But he said, he says that he laughed from start to finish of yesterday's little show. Big Fatty, I'm just pleased as punch. Get it? Punch. Never mind. And the rain, it'll be just lovely. Lovely Thursday, it's true. And y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip and I, we went over to see Olive. Y'all, we had a lovely visit. Had to help Olive with a couple of technology things. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he knows there's only one little show that has a technology segment, it's true, and I made house calls. Just call me Dr. Technology. Big Fatty, do we have to? Y'all, he wanted to move some of his points from his credit card and get the cash money, you know, kind of like an ATM machine. And then the other thing was somehow he had opened his keychain on his Mac and he didn't know how to close it. So we were able to do that. And y'all, is you know, when you've got these impotent and difficult things, you call Dr. Technology. Oh yes, Big Fatty. y'all, then we had supper. Y'all, we had dinner with. One of Olive's ladies that he has met there at Olive Acres, and y'all, she's just lovely. She's just a lovely lady. We'll call her Jolene. Ready? Jolene. Well, anyway, but y'all, I had for my supper. Y'all, they had a special. They had Irish nachos. And y'all, what it was is it was house-made potato chips, and then they had chunks of the cone beef on top of it, and then it kind of tasted like a beer cheese, but it wasn't like that plastic stuff that, you know, goes on the nachos like at a sports ball game or anything like that. This almost had like a beer cheese flavor. It's or an Irish cheese or something like that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love the Irish cheese. Just pull back on that foreskin. Never mind, I'm sorry. Big Fatty, did you know the Irish have the fiery bush? Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a fiery bush. It's just like in the Bible. No, that was the burning bush. Oh, never mind. and then it had spring onions, you know, chopped up spring onions and sour cream. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. had a couple of the Queen's gin. And y'all came on back home and watched the news and the Jeopardy and caught up on a couple of more of those the Shark Tank, and y'all, then I climbed into the chamber, and y'all, soon after I climbed in, it began to, there was a light rain falling, but it was heavy enough that I could hear it hitting on top of my recycling bin outside, and y'all, it's just the pitter-patter that just, y'all, it just takes me over the edge. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all woke up about 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, Miss Gail King had the morning off, but I got up and had my coffee, did the Sudoku, not a problem at all, read the paper. Caught up on the morning news without Miss Gail King, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it was nice, overcast and cool. There was a nice breeze blowing, and came back, got my shirt, and then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! We hear it, y'all, as I do, on Wednesdays. Yes, Big Fatty, creature of habit, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had a few things on sale. Y'all, they had the extra-wide heavy-duty Reynolds wrap, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the cabbage on sale, 39 cents a pound. Y'all, it used to be 19 cents a pound during cone beef week, but I got a couple of heads of that. Y'all, I got me another cone beef because, y'all, it was half price, and I'm going to go ahead and make that. You know, I bought one last week also. I'll have it for later. Y'all, there, I've got to tell you, there are these, I think it's called Taylor Farms, these bag solids, and one of them is called the Everything. And y'all, it has little bagel chips and the everything seasoning, like from an everything bagel. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. They were on sale, 3 for $10, so I got three of those. Got me an onion. Y'all, they had the good Kerrygold Irish butter. Buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had this peanut butter and dark chocolate spread, and I had a coupon for it. And I said, you know, I'm going to use that coupon. Y'all, they had the bird's eye mashed cauliflower, buy one, get one free, got a couple of those, had the honey roast peanuts, Von's East brand on sale, got one of those. Y'all, they had these, things called Bantam Bagels, and they had different flavors and all. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I first heard about these on the Shark Tank. Big Fatty. So I got one. It was the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Bantam Bagels, and it's just little bagel bites. Y'all, they had the Von's East Flour. It wasn't on sale, but I had a coupon for it. Y'all, I spent $51.75, but I saved $43.05. Yes, be ready! And y'all, then I got home. Y'all, I parked Ruby Red. You know, I have an extra parking space in the back of the villa that is uncovered. And and so I parked Ruby Red there. Y'all, it's not Ruby Red. It's Ruby Pollen. Because, y'all, it's as yellow as goldenrod pollen. So I left it out there for the complimentary car wash that Mother Nature's going to be bringing me. And brought my provisions in, put them all away, and y'all, then I lay down for just the shortest. It was probably about a 30-minute nip-a-nap, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fat. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Guru Nudy in Tampa. We all know that the BFO is the premier source of culinary information on the internet. Your nuts and bolts and sesame rice are the stuff of legend. So I have a so-so culinary question for you, Big Fatty.
It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions if Fatty can answer and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
What's the difference between consommé and broth? And I'll take the answer offline, because I gotta run. Ciao, babe. Love ya.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudy in Tampa. Big Fatty, that sounded like a new a bumper from the Horn Cup. No, couldn't be bothered to send a new one, so I just cut that part out about the last year of the little show. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm surprised you had the energy or the interest to do even that. I know. Guru Nudy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. I can't even believe that you asked this, because you're always... always, y'all, on the Twitty, this man, he goes out and he goes to these cemeteries and he digs up bones and he makes this bone broth. Now, y'all, this sounds highly illegal to me. But anyway, he's the master of the bone broth. So, Guru Nudy, you should know the answer to this. Actually, there are two answers to this. First of all, the spelling. Broth is spelled B-R-O-T-H, and consomme is C-O-N-S-U-M-E. And the main difference is broth is for people that people have to make their own broth. They have to make their own broth. The consomme is brought to you by a snooty waiter. Oh, like on a cruise of a lifetime? Yes, Big Fatty. You know anybody doing that anytime soon? No, I don't think so.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Alan calling from the UK. I've got what I think might be a so-so question, but as it's my first time, I'm a little unsure. So please bear with me.
Big Fat, is he waiting for you to play the bumper? Did he not hear you already play it? We even talked about the bumper. Alan?
I love your stories about shopping, or marketing, as you might call it, getting your groceries from the Fonz East. My question is, my social question is, when you go to the West Coast, to California, to San Francisco, or some other West Coast city, do you go shopping in the Fonz West? And an additional question here from Captain D in Tennessee is, does he go shopping in the Fonz Central? Perhaps you could clarify these points for us. Thank you, Big Fatty. We love the show. Hope you're well. Keep safe and keep making us laugh. Bye for now. Bye from the Uck. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Alan from the Uck. And Alan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely, you've lost your so-so virginity, B. Vulgar. Absolutely, a so-so question. And the second question from Captain D in Tennessee. Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Captain D. You know, they have those chicken fingers with those crumbles and everything. No, that's Captain D's. Oh, never mind. Alan, absolutely a so-so question. The Fonz East is only in the East. And if I were to go to San Francisco, by the way, y'all, Digger, when I announced that there was going to be a direct flight from Charleston to San Francisco, he says, come visit. And I said, oh, I forgot. Well, you had one of your places there. And he says, call before you come. And y'all, the SF Redhead said he would alert the powerhouse. And that's not the only place that needs to be alerted. Be fatty, you're vulgar. No. No, out west, it's the Fonz. Yo-yo. This is absolute. I mean, why would it be Fonz West when it's just the Fonz? As far as where Captain D in Tennessee, oh, Big Fatty, I love Captain D. You know, they have those chicken fingers with the crumblies. No, that's Captain D's. Oh, that sounds familiar. Absolutely a so-so question. You have to ask me the name of the store for Captain D in Tennessee. Yes, I know you love the chicken fingers. Anyway, you have to... He had you ask me the so-so question of the name of the store that he shops at in Tennessee. Kathy Marshall, there may have to be a bonus point on this one, because I just can't imagine not knowing the name of the store where you do your weekly shopping. Big Fatty, you can say that again. I just can't. Oh, Big Fatty. And Alan, I'm glad you enjoy. Oh, dear, I guess I'm glad you enjoy hearing about Big Fatty going to the Fonz East. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all had a little message on the Twitty from that Brian and the Berries saying, oh, I know what my snickersnack's going to be tonight. He said cheese toast. You know, he's from the North Kakalaki originally, so he knows a good cheese toast when you eat one. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel Biba, what do you think of Big Fatty being Dr. Technology?
The gist of it here. So you get the gist of
trademark. Vera Charles.
Oh, what the hell does the old gal know about technology? She trademarks everything.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.